New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. We're so happy you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. It is cold and flu season once again. So we've got the fantastic Dr. Cass Ingram. We call him Doc here, or Doc Ingram, on the program. Hello there. I'm going to call you Doc. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing great. You know, recently my husband and my daughter had a cold and I didn't get it and I was so happy. But, you know, there's always stuff going around and it can be tricky, and the headaches and the coughing and the sneezing and the blah, blah, blah. So let's talk about this. What do you recommend?
Well, you know, if they would have fumigated themselves from the inside out with the wild oregano, they, you know, like the P73, the real edible stuff, if they'd have been taking that and maybe backing it up with some Oregamax every day, you see, they wouldn't have gotten those colds. Everybody's just, just senselessly getting it because they're not following my protocol, which is that you've got to have the wild oregano in your bloodstream. And
tell us about that a little bit.
Well, wild oregano oil is an antiseptic. It's highly antiviral. And especially if you're taking it under the tongue, there's just no way the cold and flu viruses can grab a hold of you. See, that stuff will saturate. You know, when we did our study in antiviral research, we found that not only did it obliterate the cold virus, but it also prevented it from growing back as long as you kept a little bit in the bloodstream or in the tissue.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, so you can saturate the bloodstream.
Yeah.
You can saturate the bloodstream so that it helps you pretty much throughout the winter months or all year round.
That's
can
right.
you overdo it on oregano oil? Or you just, you know, how would you know
pretty,
if you took too much?
Well,
or
it's
can you not?
It's pretty tough to overdo something natural from a spice. I mean, you can take too much cinnamon. It can cause gastric irritation. You can take too much oregano oil. It might irritate your stomach lining. But you're not going to really take too much. When we're talking about taking 5 drops twice a day or 1 gel cap twice a day or 10 drops twice a day during cold and flu season. We're talking about taking 1 oregaresp twice a day or 1 a day every day, that multiple spice complex. So if you take the real original oregano oil, it's for daily use. Now, not any other oregano is daily use. There's only one tested on humans and animals in Petri dish, and that's the P73. So that one we know for sure people can pound it. It's from the spice. It's from the high mountains. Mm-hmm. We know how it's extracted. Mm-hmm. Its profile is perfect. Mm-hmm. You can pound it. You know, maybe there's a bad flu going around, a lot of congestion. Maybe there's just the family's on and off getting sick. The kids are coming back from the daycare. You could, if you want to overdo it, you'd take a whole dropper full twice a day. And there's no way anything would touch you.
Hmm.
It's so simple, but everybody then gets sick unnecessarily. What if you're going into a hospital? What if you're having a surgery? What if you're visiting people and all those MRSA and superbugs are all over town in those facilities? You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's a perfect opportunity to take a dropper full of P73 oil of oregano right before you go in.
So does it work that instantly? Will it help you, you know, that instantly? Like if you're walking in somewhere and you just took it, that it'll just, you know, so I guess there's two ways it'll work. One, it'll fight it off right away, but also when your bloodstream is saturated, then that can help with prevention down
Both.
The road.
And then
Both.
There's a third way.
Okay.
And that's to scrub it in topically. Like for the children, if you want to scrub them down at night on the feet and the shins and the up and on the spine during the winter, let it get into the lymphatics. And they might smell like a pizza. That's the side effect. But it'll
we call it pizza
them.
Feet. It's called pizza
yeah,
feet. That's what we call it.
Us.
And my kids are little. We've been doing that.
Oh,
pizza
I
feet.
Love that. Yeah. Oh, I haven't tried that.
So it's the oil of oregano and Oregamax for daily use. For those that have a challenging situation, add your oregaresp. Take your probiotic. Eat your raw honey. Use your lemon juice and your citrus. And you're going to not get sick this winter. Now, Another arena in the spice kingdom is if you do have problems like pain and inflammation, which can get worse in the winter, migraine, headache, post-stroke syndrome. We worry about people who have pain and inflammation in the winter, especially arthritis. tends to get worse with the fierceness of cold because, you know, that stresses the adrenal gland. And you can continue to take the oregano because we don't want you to get sick. We don't want you to get pneumonia if you're a weakened system or if you're on medication. We don't want you to get a cough that drives you into the emergency room. We don't want you to get a bad case of flu. What's the use? But then if you want to fight the pain and inflammation, the oregano helps somewhat, but you want to move now into the cannabis extract for that. See, each condition requires a different herbal treatment. And so I've had a lot of success with oregano for generalized fibromyalgia and some low-level pain syndromes, but I'm very impressed with the whole food cannabis extract. I found it obliterates migraines and occipital headaches. It just takes them down. And furthermore, it's fantastic for, like, inflammation. We're talking fibromyalgia, we're talking arthritis, we're talking injury, we're talking reflex sympathetic dystrophy, we're talking spinal pain and spinal stenosis, and it's inflammation in general. It's just fantastic tool.
What about for anxiety or stress?
Well, that's a whole other category for cannabis extract.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking you're talking about anxiety and neurosis, schizophrenia, depression. It's effective for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's feeding that endocannabinoid system that then signals and activates the neurons. And there's just we had a person that was on SSRI drugs that used the whole food extracts, known as hempanol. We've talked about it on the show before. Hempanol, regular strength, hempanol, super strength. And got off their SSRI drugs. Alcoholics, no more alcohol cravings. You know how depressed they are. Chronic depression, it lifts you up. You feel good. It's a feel-goody extract. The chronic depressives are benefiting. So let's review it. Three big categories: anxiety, neurosis, depression, chronic inflammation and pain, migraine headache. That's a great, great, great effective treatment.
And let's have a question around, you were talking about the endocannabinoid system. Explain a little bit what that is.
Okay, well, you've got our endorphin system. We eat the chocolate to goose that. And then you've got the opiate system. Wheat gooses it. We don't have anything to goose up our endocannabinoid system. At least we don't think we do. But the biggest powerhouse there is the cannabinoid-rich cannabis. Not marijuana, but the industrial hemp makes the most sense because it's regulated, it's organically grown, we know where it comes from, there's no THC, it's safe for athletes, it's safe for workers, it's safe for construction workers, whatever. So the whole food extract from the industrial hemp is feeding that endocannabinoid system and giving us a lift, popping us up, taking us to another level. Intellectually, Not just emotionally for anxiety and depression, but intellectually, the focus increases. Your driving ability improves. You're less fatigued from fine, difficult tasks with this hempanol, superior to CBD. Now, because some people are familiar with CBD, which is the other option. That's a chemically treated, heat-treated form, whereas the hempanol is a crude whole food form without any heat. Now, here's the other caveat. What we love is cannabinoids. Cinnamon is rich. Who's going to have cinnamon toast without cinnamon? Black pepper is rich. Who's going to have a salad if they offer the black pepper? Who's going to reject it? Makes us feel good. Do you need much? No. Cloves are rich. Who's not going to put that in baking? The oregano is extremely rich. That's why it's a component of the hempanol. Rosemary's rich. You heard about those longevity people in Acioli living to be 100, 15% of the population, using a lot of rosemary. Sage is rich. Basil is rich. Who's going to have pesto sauce without basil? Who's going to have a pizza without oregano? We feel good with it. It lifts us. We love it. And we didn't know we were taking cannabinoids when we were doing that, you see.
So that we understand exactly, and for those who are listening, just so we get it. So I just want to make sure I understand. So basically what you're saying is, you know, cannabinoids, they come in the form of food as well. So cinnamon, black pepper, cloves, oregano. You're saying we're actually eating foods that are rich in cannabinoids. And what those foods do, they make us feel good. and they make us less stressed. They take away, like you were saying, that they can help with less fatigue. You can
right.
increases our focus, so that kind of thing.
Yeah, the less stress is a big thing. You can handle more. You won't pop off as much. You can handle a bigger load without the emotional drain. And if you're getting a drain, pop some gel caps of hempenol. Take it as drops under the tongue. And now they have a hempenol CF, hempenol common focus. That one is for people who don't want the oregano added in there. I like the one hempenol super strength charged with the wild oregano and the cannabis.
Yeah.
There's also hempenol PM. It's very effective. You take it at night, right at bedtime, and knock you out. If, in case you're insomnia hacking and you can't get back into REM sleep, it'll knock you into REM sleep. It is very effective for insomnia. Cannabis is, but so is oregano.
Can you give
oregano
that to children?
What's that?
Can you give that to children?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Oh, cool. Okay, so if your kid has an issue with sleep,
too.
That would help.
Yeah, because
and
it's
pregnant
just,
women too. Wow.
Yeah, it's just a bit of hops with cinnamon and oregano and cannabis.
Chamomile,
nothing. You know.
Yeah.
And those are two really good tools to get through the winter. You really should be taking the P73, you Canadians and you Americans. Look for that one. It's a bit more money, but it's daily use. You ought to be taking your Oregamax. You got to be giving it to your kids. You should give it to the animals. And then, if you want to add in the honey lemon, that's a good one, too. And you know, this stuff is so effective, you can even take it every other day and still get the barrier protection during the winter. We know it works. Yep. With thousands of case histories to back it, yeah.
You know, Doc, I want to know, this is going to be like, you know, the million-dollar question. Do you ever get sick?
No, I don't ever get cold or flu for 30 years now.
No, really?
And
wow.
I got a sinus when I was flying, but I just used the Sinu Oregano, the oil of oregano, because, you know, you're trapped in the cabin. Minor thing, and I cleared that out. But I don't get sick with that. Now, I got the Lyme disease because I was in the scrub, you know, and I cured that.
Yeah, that's different.
With the oregano and oregaresp and all that. I don't get sick with this stuff. No.
I love that. You know, I mean, no. I think that's so important for people to understand too, is that there are natural ways, you know, that, you know, alternatives to certain things, you know, to getting a flu shot. This is an alternative. If you don't want to get that flu shot, that you could take oregano, saturate your blood, and it'll help prevent, because it's so, like you said, so antiviral. It's amazing to have it in our blood system, at all times,
yeah.
it'll help fight it.
It's a cure for the common cold, and I discovered that, you see, and it's a cure for the flu. So you have both of those diseases. Everybody's been looking for thousands of years. No, we figured it out. It's a cure for sinusitis, but it's stubborn. You know, it takes longer. It's a cure for bronchitis. A little stubborn, takes a little longer. And for a dry cough and pneumonia, it obliterates them as well. So, I mean, it's a cure for sore throat, it's a cure for strep, it's a cure for laryngitis and tonsillitis, all gone, and earaches for sure, all completely obliterated by the Lord highest, finest medicine that he's ever made.
I remember when my kids, like my son used to get an earache here and there, and what I would take is, I would take the North American Urban Spice and I'd put the oil behind his ear. That way it can kind of go right into the ear. So for someone who, let's say, has an earache, you don't put the oil into the ear. You can kind of just put it on the skin behind it.
You can get it awful close. You can rub it on the tragus behind the ear. You can rub it right around the ear canal. It'll diffuse in there.
That's what I did.
Poking things in the ears, probably not the smartest thing to do. But I know a woman that's using it for multiple sclerosis by pouring 5 drops in each ear for the MS patients. Apparently it's getting into the brain. And clearing them, but that's a doctor that's doing that. So yeah, you can get around that. And anyway, why you're taking it under the tongue? It gets there. That's the key thing to do. And I'm not saying you should do that with headwinds and joy of the mountain and this crazy natural factor stuff. I don't know, because some of it's turning up GMO. But I know with the P73, when I had the Lyme, I drank a whole bottle a day, 850 drops for about a week. That's how I got, you know, 80% better. So I know what
that's
works.
That's remarkable.
And, yeah. You know, that Lyme disease that I had, and then the illness I had before that, that's how I really understood this oregano oil. And the other multiple spice, the Oregamax, the Oregaresp, because it will cure chronic degenerative diseases that are caused by infection. So it's not just cold and flu and bronchitis and sinusitis and earaches. It's MS. It's arthritis if it's infectious. It's fibromyalgia. It's chronic fatigue syndrome. It'll blow it out.
Wow.
You know, Doc, I have a quick question. For list people who are listening, if they're on a tight budget and they can only take one, let's say, what would you recommend?
The oil.
The oil. The oil of oregano or the hempanol?
Oh, no, the oil of oregano. No, I would just, because it's you have to have that oil of oregano as drops under the tongue. That's your number one natural medicine. Hempanol, the oregano oil in there is still good, but it's probably not the best thing for the winter illnesses, you know, the infectious ones. It'll work, but that, I say, it would be your second choice if you have neurological, if you have anxiety, mental problems, addiction syndromes, chronic pain, then add in the hempanol, number one and number two.
Now, what about the Oregamax? Where does that come in?
The crude herb is great to boost the immune system. That's why we give it to people, and it's a whole crude crushed herb. Different than the oil. The oil is steam distilled. The crude herb is raw. And an immune system tonic, digestive tonic, anti-inflammatory, kind of, sort of a general booster to the overall health. And I oftentimes give it to people who have poor digestion. I found it stimulates the digestive mechanism. They digest better. They don't have any stomach pain or stomach aches. The gastric acid is working better. They get rid of their heartburn and GERD with oregano. Who would ever think?
I mean, I find it pretty fascinating. I mean, we work with North American Urban Spice, which I mentioned before, and we've been working with them for many, many years, and huge fan of their company. In fact, I told Oprah Winfrey about North American Urban Spice in 2006. I told her she was sick, and I told her that she should get herself some oregano oil in front of the entire audience, which is pretty awesome.
I remember that.
I was so excited.
First national. And you know, it hasn't had much national press since. It really hasn't.
It needs it. It's so good. I mean, oregano oil, really. I mean, it's such a staple in my house. And like I said, we use it for pizza feet for my kids. My kids, we laugh. I mean, everybody knows about oregano oil in our house. Like, it's just a standard form of prevention.
It works great.
It
would be neat, and it will happen. Because, you know, Purdue Chicken is using it in their line instead of antibiotics. But it will happen that some kind of study will be published. Maybe we'll do it. It'll make national news that cure for common cold is found, cure for flu, cure for chronic cough, cure for MRSA, cure for Clostridium diff, cure for blood sepsis in the hospital, cure for Candida albicans. Oregano oil, the study showed that 80 people, I mean, it's going to happen. And there's been a lot of resistance to nationalizing a public interest in oil of oregano, if nothing else, as a cure for colds and flu in winter, as a must to have in every home. But if Big Pharma came up with it, you know it would be national by now.
Definitely.
Politics, a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
All right, Doc. Well, thank you so much. We love having you on the show. I mean, you were such a wealth of information. And, you know, it just makes me so happy to know that there are ways that we can help ourselves from a natural standpoint that don't have any of the prescription drugs or don't have any of the additives or chemicals that are found, you know, in other means. And we look to the natural, like you said, you know, God created these amazing, you know, this amazing oil, right? These plants that
it's a totally amazing thing. Get yourself some P73, people, and stay super healthy in the winter. And check out this hempanol if you're suffering from the head and the neck down with pain, inflammation, neurological, MS, and anxiety, especially anxiety and stress. It's super anti-stress, so get it going.
And we're going to talk about that on Naturally Savvy too, so we'll have a lot. If you follow us on Facebook and on Instagram, on Twitter, we will be posting a lot of information about hempanol.
Yeah, no use in being sick when you've got some answers. Go do something about it. Get yourself well, and don't be addicted to anything, including sugar. God help you.
Love it. All right. Well, thanks, Doc. And you can learn more about North American Urban Spice at their website at northamericanurbanspice.com or p-73.com. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio, and you are listening to us on Radio MD. Like us on all our social media channels at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Lisa Davis Radio Gal. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.